Repaso de la entrega anterior. La clave del éxito. Ok. To be right about versus to be right for.
Normalmente tengo razón en estas cosas.
I'm usually right about things like that.
Nunca pensé que el empleo fuera ideal para ti.
I never thought the job was right for you. La expresión de la semana.
Creo que el ruido de tu taladro está crispándole los nervios a ellos.
I think the noise of your drill is getting on their nerves.
Dejar de discutir los dos, estáis sacándome de quicio.
Will you two stop arguing? You're getting right on my nerves. To sound.
¿Eso os parece factible?
Does that sound doable to you?
Me parece que es John.
That sounds like John.
¿Eres tú, Paul? No pareces tú.
Is that you, Paul? It doesn't sound like you. Phrasal verb.
No te preocupes, Julián es un mandón con todo el mundo.
Don't worry, Julian bosses everyone around. Vocabulario.
¿No es un poco mayor tu hijo para seguir utilizando chupete?
Isn't your son a bit old to be using a dummy?
La película que vimos anoche estaba doblada al español.
The film we saw last night was dubbed into Spanish.
Mi reloj acaba de desaparecer sin dejar rastro.
My watch has just vanished into thin air. Dominal el interrogativo. Yes, there could have been more.
Haz ahora la pregunta correspondiente.
Could there have been more? There will be another one next week.
Hazme la pregunta correspondiente.
When will there be another one? There's going to be a trial because they couldn't reach an agreement.
Haz ahora la pregunta correspondiente.
Why is there going to be a trial? Very good.
Muy bien, David.